I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No! Kelly Clarkson! Ah!
Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is! You put one foot in front of the other, and,
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about
I am so over cables and cords. I can't.
You're entangled in them right now.
Deal with it.
You just got one around every arm, draping.
It's guitar cables. It's phone chargers.
Oh, we have
cables
everywhere in my house.
Under my feet right now. There are headphone cables that aren't even connected to me, and at work under my desk. And I've just about had it.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I've just about had it with humanity.
Uh-oh. Is it going to be one of those podcasts?
I promised myself I wasn't going to.
Is it because of the snow?
I may have a little bit of cabin fever.
You have a little bit of this week was totally messed up here in Louisville with the snow. And it's I don't even know what day it is.
Well, it's Friday or we wouldn't be here. But I really just want to get away from people.
You need a getaway. You need a little me time.
I'm an extrovert, which would surprise no one.
Right.
However,
me too.
Every now and then I gotta have some personal time, and I just haven't had it. I'm going out of town on travel for 3 nights next week, and that'll be fine. Except for I gotta do work stuff at night with the team, and it's
You have to go out to dinner and schmooze. We call that schmoozing.
Well, whatever.
See, we talked about this before that I kind of, I used to be like that because I'm an extrovert too, like an extreme extrovert. And I, now that I work for myself at home, I don't have any problems with those. Like, I need my me time.
Mm, you get it.
Because it's all the time.
You get it.
Like, I work with myself and I talk to Alexa and the dogs.
Yes.
And so me, it's more dealing with, I'm an extrovert, so I have to go out and seek those things. Like, my friends keep me alive by, we have like a constant text message thread, so I have constant human communication with people I like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, popping in and off in social media. But I get you. You have, I don't know, but when you do that, does that include your family?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sure my wife could read it on my face last night. I sat down on the couch with my iPad, and I was going to watch a show. And I had started the show, and she came in and sat down and wanted to talk about stuff. And I get it. She wants to talk about stuff. So I sat there and dutifully listened. I was not what you would call an active participant in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. You just let her talk to you.
I listened.
No, you let her talk to you.
Well, I did. I mean, I knew what she was saying because, you know, I did respond and stuff.
Right.
Getting used to my new phone here.
Oh, goodness. That could be a whole segment.
Nah. So, yes, I want the kids to go away. I told her to take the dog and get the dog out. I said, I've just had it. It's other people stimulating my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it anymore.
You're just extra agitated. Yeah. So, any relief? No, you're not going to get relief from that.
A little bit. I'll have a hotel room
for
myself.
Yeah, that's true.
So, last weekend, of course, you mentioned it was very snowy.
Right, we had ice and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had a opportunity to do some construction. I don't know if you saw my image.
Did see on Facebook that you got all handy with your house.
Super satisfying to do. We had a blank wall, and I put some wainscoting up and the trim and some hooks, and it looks very nice. It's like, I can't believe I did it, quite frankly.
Uh-oh.
That's not really true. I mean,
Side hustle.
No, but it was very satisfying. And let me tell you why I brought this up. Because when you're doing that sort of work, you're bending over and you got your tape measure out and you're doing I'm measuring the baseboard so I can do the miters and all that stuff. And thank God for my Chief Tee, because those things are really long.
Right.
And Chief Tees gave me a couple samples. I put one on and there was no butt crack situation
there
going
you
on.
Go.
Well, I was doing, and I almost had Mrs. V take a picture and say, look, you got to show them that.
It shows. Yeah. It covered. Good coverage.
Right. So that it's very useful.
Yeah.
So check them out at chieftees.com. We love
them.
We know them. We love them. We have a couple of things to talk about today. We want to, I think that, you know, the nature of viral things, people see stuff and read stuff, and maybe they paid attention to this, maybe they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I read it actually in full for the first time this morning before I came over here. But there was a social media post by a woman, a 27-year-old woman in Australia,
right,
who I think has terminal cancer.
She has died.
Did she die?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
This was...
I haven't kept up with my news. Yeah,
well, the reason I found it, because this is how I do on social media. When somebody shares something for the first time, I usually don't click or read. I see it a second time. What is that? Somebody's posting it. Third, fourth, then I go and read it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I like my little group of friends on Facebook. If I keep seeing it, there's got to be something to it. So I went and read, and that's where I found that this is a message that was written by this woman, this 27-year-old, and it was only posted by her family after she passed away.
Oh, was it? Okay, because it's on her account.
It's on her account.
On January 3rd.
Right.
Okay. That's why it says a bit of life advice from Hall.
Yes, Holly. And so this was posted after she passed away because she's what appears to be a young, vibrant 27-year-old living life and has this powerful message for people who get to keep living, and she didn't.
Yeah, she has a lot of words of wisdom for somebody who is extraordinarily young.
I would imagine seeing death would...
Yeah, for sure.
Changes
your perspective a little bit.
Bring some wisdom.
But before we get to that.
Oh gosh, is this what the blank paper is for?
I have a fun exercise.
Yeah, Dan gave me a blank index card and a pen and just said, you're going to need this.
Yeah, we're going to keep score. This is something that popped up this morning.
Oh,
stop
it. One of those score things?
Yeah,
sort of. Oh gosh,
I don't want you to peek.
Okay, put a mark if you've done this. If you get points if you've done certain things.
One point for each thing you have never done. Okay, if you haven't done this.
If I have not done it, I put a point down.
Then you score a point.
Okay.
And we got to come up with a prize. Everybody else can get out their own pen and paper and follow along.
Right.
And see how they do as compared to us.
I have prizes. You know me, Dan.
It's called Never Have I Ever, the parent edition.
The parent edition. Yeah. Okay.
So if you're not a parent, just get it.
If I have not done this, I put a point.
Then you put a mark. So,
okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. If you don't have kids, then listen along and just prepare yourself for what might happen if you have kids. Okay, number one, never have I ever dozed off on the toilet. Okay, I don't know.
I'm going to fake right, Dan. Okay. You never know.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Oh, all right. You gave me a pen. Okay, my pen works.
Never have I ever ran an errand to get away. Never have I ever been so proud you teared up. There are 20 of these.
20, okay.
Never have I ever been bitten by your kid. I have some accidents, maybe. Okay. This is where it gets real.
Okay.
Okay. Never have I ever caught puke in your hands. never have I ever Googled your kid's symptoms. So if they're feeling ill.
Dr. Google.
Never have I ever lost sleep from those results.
There's some people probably currently doing that right now because of all the flu going around.
Yeah, it's gross out there. Wash your hands, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Bribed your child. That would be monetarily.
Or with food. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, food counts.
My phone ringing.
Oops.
Never have I ever had my phone ring during a podcast. Now.
Right.
So bribing with food or like a toy or something.
Whatever. Screwed up your kid's name. My mother was notorious for that. She'd get through everybody before she got to me. Incorrectly guessed what was in a picture that your kid drew. Wow, that's a great unicorn.
No.
Daddy, it's a bear. At least it had four legs. Lied to your kid about time, as in, we don't have time for that.
Or like, trying to set your kid's clock back so they'll sleep later.
Yes.
That'd be lying about time,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I know somebody that recently was going to attempt that with the snow days.
All right. Never have I ever said okay with 100% no clue of what I was talking about. I have to think about that one. Okay. Never have I ever lost a toy on purpose. Use your kid as an excuse.
Oh, okay. But like lied about it? Or just use your kid? Like, because sometimes the kid is legitimately an excuse. But used your kid as an excuse.
Yeah, use your kid as an excuse. Okay. Yeah. Whisper screamed.
I'm gonna kill you.
I don't care. Yeah.
Don't yeah. sit down. I told you about the
discovered food fossils.
What the heck is that?
Come on. French fries and all that crap in your car?
Oh, food fossils.
Food fossils. Kidding me?
Goldfish, yeah. Goldfish.
God, yeah, the shop vac is handy.
Eat them? That never, should be the next one.
This will show your evil nature. Never have I ever fought off laughing at your kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Never have I ever wiped kid with spit on a thumb. Oh, yeah. Okay, wipe something off of their face with
right,
your spit.
Right, with spit.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Never have I ever randomly sang a kid song.
Oh.
And the last one is never have I ever said parenty things like go potty to other adults.
Or okay. My dog, you need to go potty? Like to my dog.
But the dog understands that, though. I know. They have such limited vocabulary. Okay, what did you score there? I didn't mark down the ones that I haven't done.
Okay. Wait. Oh, I did. Dan.
You wrote?
I have one mark.
Oh, really?
There's only one thing I haven't done.
Wow, which is what?
Fall asleep on the toilet.
Yeah, that was one of mine too, but that's the only one I remember.
Yeah.
I have four.
I wouldn't fall asleep on the toilet because I'm looking at my phone. Keeps me stimulated.
Yeah. But we all run errands. See, we all do all this stuff.
I do all that. I've caught puke in my hands, legit, like seriously. I was like mom warrior that time. I saved like the carpet, everything. And I had it all in my hands, my body ran.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, I caught the puke.
I haven't been in a position to do that.
Mm-hmm. Clean poop out of a toilet, out of a bathtub. Come on,
oh,
Dan.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes, poop out of the bathtub.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah, of course. I did.
Because there's always one kid.
I did have to dodge a poo missile once when there was
little.
Very little, and mm-hmm. changing a diaper and, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa! I had to do the sidestep thing and it hit the wall
yeah.
instead of
when
me.
When my son was little, it was kind of like those PPTPs were coming out. You know,
oh,
those
yeah,
little things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was
forgot
like,
about the PPTPs.
I was like, why do you have PPTPs? Like, that's what your hand is for. You know, if the kid starts peeing, you put your hand there.
Or
then you go wash your hand.
Burp cloth.
Or burp cloth or anything. Like, why do you need a PPTP? It'll just shoot off. That'd be entertaining.
Because somebody had a good idea and they took it to Marga.
Okay, fine.
That's why
you
need
it. I don't think it lasts, though. I don't think people really use those anymore.
Nah.
You just let them pee on the wall or
something.
They
never fit my kid. Right. By the way, today is my son's 8th birthday.
Oh, my gosh. He's 8.
Yeah, good for him.
That is crazy.
He's fun. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And being the youngest and the only boy, I think that's super fun.
Not for him. He has 3 mothers.
I guess that's yeah. true. I don't know. I was the youngest girl out of 4 kids. And I had 2 mothers. Yeah, I guess that's true. I had extra parents
yeah.
there.
He gets to go to the movie today with his buddies, and they're going to the...
Paddington?
Yeah.
That thing's like crushing it. My son's begging to go see
yeah,
that.
They're going to that, and they're going to the pie kitchen for dessert
Sweet,
after that.
Of course. Sounds great.
And then he gets to go to his sister's hockey practice later tonight, so that's just the way that
Happy
life
birthday
is.
To you. Welcome right. to hockey. Go do something. Occupy yourself.
He can enjoy that.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we've got the fun stuff out of the
share
way...
That on the, yeah. Share that on the 40-ish
I
Facebook
will.
Page.
I will.
Ask people what their scores are. I was a big fat 1.
4.
4.
But, you know, maybe
so
I'm a little
what
less
is, so
involved.
What is that? That makes me like, I am legit.
You're involved.
I am the parent, man. No. I just have to fall asleep on the toilet. I can't. Psh. I've dozed off.
I got to tell you, now I have a goal.
Doze off on the toilet. I can't ever see myself doing that. I mean, I've dozed off in situations like. Just sitting there at the table or something like that when my kids were little and I didn't
I'm
sleep very much.
I'm about to doze off right now.
But not on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to be attentive when you're on the toilet.
You can give it a try.
Okay.
Put your phone down for a while. Just listen to what Holly has to say here.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're getting into deep
It does
thoughts.
Say don't look at your phone on the toilet. Just kidding. Okay. All right, let's just start reading this. She is 26 years young, it says. I was wrong. I said 27 earlier. She says, and she's a little bit of, there's weird... colloquialisms in here because she's from Australia,
right,
so you just
right.
have to bear with me, and I'll try to not use the every now and then she drops in a 4-letter word. I like to keep it clean, so I'll try not to do that.
Beep.
Even though man,
You're in the mood.
I let my
shout it out.
Somebody in traffic earlier, I let them have it. Of course, they would never know that.
Right.
But it felt good. Man.
All right. Dan.
All right. It's a strange thing to realize and accept your mortality at 26 years young, which is true. I didn't really think about it till my dad died, and then I was like, oh man, I guess right. we all have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then it became real. It's just one of those things you ignore. The days tick by, and you just expect they will keep on coming until the unexpected happens. I always imagine myself growing old, wrinkled, and gray, most likely caused by the beautiful family with lots of kitties I planned on building with the love of my life. I want that so bad it hurts. Now I'm going to get emotional. I didn't get emotional earlier when I read this.
Yeah. When did you get married? What year? How old were you?
2001. I was 29.
29. I don't even know. 2004. I was 26.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. That's the thing about life. It's fragile, precious, and unpredictable, and each day is a gift, not a given right. I'm 27 now.
Oh, there you go.
She just goes back and forth. I don't believe.
Oh, except this so is she fake got news. Diagnosed. She got diagnosed when she was 26.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to go. I love my life. I'm happy. I owe that to my loved ones, but the control is out of my hands. Ain't that the truth?
Right.
I haven't started this note before I die so that death is feared. I like the fact that we're mostly ignorant to its inevitability, except when I want to talk about it and it is treated like a taboo topic that will never happen to any of us. That's been a bit tough. I just want people to stop worrying so much about the small, meaningless stresses in life and try to remember that we all have the same fate after it all. So do what you can to make your time feel worthy and great, minus the BS.
Right.
Yeah. There are times in this where I take a little bit of exception, because when you have an expiration date that you're vaguely aware of,
right,
your attitude can change to, if this feels good, I'm going to do it because my time is
and
limited.
And you can afford, yeah, you can you and can you know do that. That the like the bucket list movie or something like that.
You're already paying the consequences for your actions.
Right.
Some of us who deal with dietary struggles from time to time.
You can't just be like, I love this. I'm going to do it. It makes me feel good.
I can't
right.
do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be heading down this road,
exactly.
putting yourself there.
Right. So,
so there are some things.
Take
like
her
that.
Perspective with a little bit tiny grain of salt.
Yeah, I think it's
super tragic, and she's right about most of this stuff. But you just have to apply it to your own personal situation.
Right. I would think it's more things like interpersonal drama or petty things, or you know, getting super angry if you're waiting in line, cut off in traffic, there you go, or waiting in line for something and you're getting irritated. Like, that's not worth your time. That's, I think, what they're, you know.
I'm like that most of the time.
I am not.
And every now and then, I lose my faculties.
Right.
And I'm not going to beat myself up for that.
I'll tell a story here. I was at Dunkin' Donuts once. This was a while ago. And they had like two lines, you know, it was in the morning, so there's a lot of people there, and they had two lines. One was like the longer line to get a bunch of things, and one was kind of like a shortcut line
mm-hmm.
if you just wanted a coffee or something like that. So this one gentleman he was on the long line. I think he didn't know there was a short line or something like that. And I went in and just went to the short line and got my coffee. This man lost his beep. Okay. Because he had probably been online for 15, 20 minutes, and he just wanted a coffee. Well, he got on the long line, you know?
Yeah.
So he started, like, screaming.
At you or
at
them?
At me.
Okay.
And I just stood there. I hadn't gotten my coffee yet, so I was at the counter, and I just stood there kind of in shock, like, how am I? And I remember in slow motion thinking, how am I going to react to this gentleman? And so, like all things, I try very hard to come at it from compassion.
Unlike a true New Yorker.
Yeah. And I thought, like, wow. In my head, I thought, wow, you are having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, you're going to start epically screaming.
Or he could just be an asshole.
Yeah,
Oops.
It is possible, okay? I know lots of people that use the hashtag don't be an a-hole. So I just, you know, spit back at him and what I just said, kind of like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just here to get a coffee. In the coffee line, you know, I hope that your day gets a little bit better because it seems you are pretty stressed out right now about something not too insignificant. And all the people in the line were like, I think they wanted a fight or something. And they kind of were taken back by my response. And the guy was like, you don't know me, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, sir, if you'd like a coffee, this is the coffee line. So why don't you come on over here, you know? And I was just like super nice about it. And I just got my coffee and I left. But that was I think that's what she's kind of talking about. It's like, don't
right.
be that dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, don't be the dude.
Don't blow your gasket. Like
yeah.
I do it in private. Okay. She says, I've dropped lots of my thoughts below as I've had a lot of time to ponder life these past few months. In the middle of the night when these random things pop into my head most. Those times you are, she misspelled whining, or maybe that's just
maybe
how
that's
they spell
the way,
it.
Yeah.
Whining about ridiculous things. Just think about someone who's really facing a problem. I do that all the time.
Yes.
Be grateful for your minor issue and get over it. It's okay to acknowledge that something is annoying, but try not to carry on about it and negatively affect other people's days. Can I tell you?
That's brilliant.
How often I have to have that conversation with my children because they just
yes.
pick at
well,
each other
it's,
nonstop.
I know.
And I'm like, keep your thoughts to yourself.
I always tell them, you know, don't fight about something that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be right about it?
And they usually stop when I tell them this isn't worth your energy. Don't fight about something that doesn't matter. But I think that's something that comes with age, you know, perspective or whatever.
I'm trying to
share
my perspective.
They just, children may not be mature enough to grab onto that concept. You know, they're very in the moment. And whereas us, you know, with all these snow days, we had like a school was wiped out.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people or parents' first thing reaction is to complain and to whine about it. And I'm just like, what am I like?
What can you do about it?
There's like zero control I have over this.
You might as well take advantage
yes,
of what you got.
We're going to have school in an extra week of June right now, but okay.
We're not.
That's yeah, but that's the way it is. So why am I going to go and whine about it or complain?
Yep.
There's really no point in that. Just accept it.
Once you do that, get out there and take a freaking big breath of that fresh Aussie air deep in your lungs. Look at how blue the sky is and how green the trees are. It is so beautiful. Think how lucky you are to be able to do just that. Breathe. That is very poignant. You know what I find myself doing from time to time is if the breeze is blowing, I'll have to... This is really corny, so if... I'll close my eyes and I don't even focus on what I'm feeling, but I listen to the wind through the leaves and I think about, you know, how I'm like, you know, I can breathe right now. Maybe it's because my dad had died of lung disease and he couldn't breathe. And
feeling
maybe
that
so
has
I'm
something
sensitive
meaningful
to it.
To you.
Yeah. So
I do think people have to find some part of nature that they enjoy, whether it's the beach or a hike in the woods or a sunset. Or the snow, you know, whatever it may be, that feeling, and they have to seek that out.
Snow is stupid.
It's pretty.
Snow is stupid.
It's pretty. So, you know, whatever it is for that person,
you're
going
to fight me on that?
Yes.
Golly, have some perspective.
come on, like the glassy ice on the trees this past week was pretty. So people just, I think... People have to have a moment with nature every now and then. I think that's what you need. I'm prescribing that for you right now, Dan.
Thanks.
You need a moment with nature today.
I do, but I don't want to go outside because it sucks out there.
It's not that bad. Just stick your head in the sun and close your eyes.
You might have got caught in traffic today or had a bad sleep because your beautiful babies kept you awake or your hairdresser cut your hair too short. Your new fake nails, I hate it when that happens.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got a chip. Your boobs are too small. Totally not my problem.
Right.
Or you have cellulite on your arse and your belly is wobbling. Let all that stuff go. I swear... You will not be thinking of those things when it's your turn to go. It's all so insignificant when you look at life as a whole. I'm watching my body waste away right before my eyes with nothing I can do about it. And all I wish for now is that I could have just one more birthday or Christmas with my family or just one more day with my partner and dog.
Right.
Just one more.
Right.
The dog thing is going to get everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's weeping now.
I know.
They want to flop their dog's ears.
Yeah, but that's, I think when I try to look at things from up the perspective of, you know, like she said, I'm tired today, or just go, I'm not going to be tired at the end of the week. Like, it's okay. Just make it through the day. Yeah. You know, when I have a bad night's sleep, or, you know, still my daughter, she's 9. Occasionally she wakes us up in the middle of the night, occasionally, because she, you know, she wore flannel and she's too hot. She's sweating, you know, and of course she has like 65 blankets on. I'm like, take a blanket off. But I had to go up there at 3 o'clock and help her out. And then the next morning I'm a little tired, but I just go, all right, not going to be, I'll make it up. Just make it up. I'm not going to let it, because it's really not a big deal.
The cumulative effects of lack of sleep.
Oh, right.
Can be devastating.
That is bad with parenting, especially.
Yeah.
And that
makes it tougher to let stuff go.
Yes. Yeah. And
that's the reality of this as well.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, this is great. She's right. But at the same time, when you're in the moment and you're like, dude, I have gotten 20 hours of sleep this week instead of however much, what do we get? 70, whatever.
I don't know. You should get like 8 at night or something.
Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I sleep okay. The jiggly belly, though, man, I'm not letting that go.
Yeah, that's how you're staying alive. Is, right. Yeah, being healthy.
Yeah, but if it comes to be my time, I don't care. Yeah. I don't think I'll care.
Yeah, I hear people complaining about how terrible work is or about how hard it is to exercise. Be grateful you are physically able to work and exercise may seem like such trivial things until your body doesn't allow you to do either of them. I tried to live a healthy life. In fact, that was probably my major passion. Appreciate your good health and functioning body, even if it isn't your ideal size. Look after it and embrace how amazing it is. Move it and nourish it with fresh food. Don't obsess over it. Yeah.
I have been trying to focus on that more. Not New Year's type of stuff,
yeah,
but just in general. It's an age thing, right?
Yeah it is. Break. Remember, there are more aspects to good health than the physical body. Work just as hard on finding your mental, emotional, and spiritual happiness too. That way you might realize just how insignificant and unimportant having this stupidly portrayed perfect social media body really is.
Well, that's a younger thing.
Yeah.
But in our generation, there is still that idea that people only post the most wonderful things.
Look at this perfect aspect of my life.
So making their family and themselves look awesome, and everybody knows that.
I don't know,
everybody has their ups and
downs. Maybe that's their intention, maybe not. Maybe they're just trying to recapture the happy times.
So yes, and that's what I think Facebook is.
Yeah.
It's, and I don't mind. I mean, I'd like to see all the happiness.
While on this topic, delete any... This is harsh, man.
She's harsh.
Delete any account that pops up on your news feed that gives you any sense of feeling crap about yourself. Friend or not, be ruthless for your own well-being. Like,
I've done stuff like that. I mean, I've hidden people.
Well, she's
or
she's
pages.
She's saying delete the account, which is harsh. But you know, I do. I've hidden people, but I've blocked words, specific words in Twitter, because I don't want to hear talking. It's made my life better.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what social. You can do what you want with it.
Yep. Be grateful for each day you don't have pain, and even the days where you are unwell with man flu. Now, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. What? Let's look. Google it. What does man
flu? You know what man flu is. Like, men are just insufferable when they're sick.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's a myth.
I don't know.
Hmm?
My husband's pretty darn pathetic when he's sick.
A sore back or sprained ankle, accept it is crap, but be thankful it isn't life-threatening and will go away.
Right. Those chronic things, the annoying 40-year-old back. It's not going to kill me.
Wine less people and help each other more. Give, give, give.
Yes.
It is true that you gain more happiness doing things for others than doing them for yourself. I wish I did this more. Since I have been sick, I have met the most incredibly giving and kind people and been the receiver of the most thoughtful and loving words and support from my family, friends, and strangers. Pardon me. More than I could ever give in return, I will never forget this and will be forever grateful to all those people. I just lost my place. Oh, it's a weird thing having money to spend at the end when you're dying.
I guess that's true.
It's not a time you go out and buy material things that you usually would, like a new dress. It makes you think how silly it is that we think it's worth spending so much money on new clothes and things in our lives. That's one thing my mother taught me.
Mm-hmm.
She, because we were, you know, I'm always worried about birthday gifts or Christmas. She goes, look, I don't like to have things. I like to do things.
Right. Experiences.
So giving her an experience is much more meaningful than a new whatever.
Oh, yes. I agree.
So, yeah. Because
I've even discussed this with my kids before.
Trying to
purge. Do you want to have a party or do you want to have an experience?
Well, the party is the experience.
No, but it's like kids have parties to get gifts.
Do
you
they?
Know? I mean, when they're younger, they think about that. But no, an experience more like our family will all go to whatever for the day, or we'll go overnight, or we'll go do something together, make a memory. You know, that experience.
Okay.
Not a party.
Where the hell? Oh, okay.
Oh, you found your spot.
Buy your friend something kind. Instead of another dress, beauty product, or jewelry for the next wedding. One, no one cares if you wear the same thing twice, and two, it feels good.
Yes.
Take them out for a meal, or better yet, cook them a meal. Shout their coffee. I don't know what that means.
No,
buy
me
them
either.
A coffee?
Probably.
Give or buy them a plant, a massage, or a candle, and tell them you love them when you give it to them. That's good advice.
Yes.
Value other people's time. Don't keep them waiting because you are crappy at being on time. Get ready earlier if you are one of those people, and appreciate that your friends want to share their time with you, not sit by themselves waiting on a mate. You will gain respect too. Amen, sister.
I know.
This year our family agreed to do no presents, and despite the tree looking rather sad and empty, it was so nice because people didn't have the pressure of shopping, and the effort went into writing a nice card for each other. Plus, imagine my family trying to buy me a present knowing they would probably end up with it themselves.
That's awful.
That's a kick in the gut, man.
Right. Can you imagine that Christmas for that
family? Well, we gave, for his birthday, we gave my wife's dad a bread machine, like a bread making machine.
Right.
And we had it back within 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
Because he was gone.
Right.
And we actually, what did I do with that thing? I just took it out of the basement. Maybe I gave it to Goodwill, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We used twice.
Right. That's so.
Does anybody use those things anymore? The bread makers where you buy the mix?
No. Because
nobody wants any carbs.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. None for me.
It might seem lame, but those carbs mean more than that. Mind you, it was also easier to do in our house because we had no little kitties there.
Yes.
Anyway, moral of the story, presents are not needed for a meaningful Christmas. Moving on. Use your money on experiences. You know, this is getting a little long in the tooth here.
Yeah, you can skip some.
She goes on a little bit of a rant. I mean, the whole thing is a little bit of it, but she gets real choppy with her text here. She says, get up early sometimes and listen to the birds while you watch the beautiful colors the sun makes as it rises. Listen to music. Really listen. Music is therapy. Old is best. Amen. Classic rock, everybody.
Yeah.
Cuddle your dog. She far out. I will miss that, which means most of all, probably.
Right.
Talk to your friends. Put down your phone. Are they doing okay? Travel if it's your desire. Don't if it's not. Work to live, don't live to work. Seriously, do what makes your heart feel happy. Eat the cake. Zero guilt. That's the one thing that I was like, ooh, somebody's validating me here.
Yeah.
I can do that.
She said eat the cake.
I'm not going to do it. So I think the point is, this is a young person who has suddenly been bestowed the wisdom of an 85-year-old person.
Right.
Who knows that, you know, maybe they feel themselves failing or what's going on, and they're noticing this, you know, the colors of the sun and the way that the air smells and all of these things. And I wonder if they'll miss them when they're gone. I don't know. Unfortunately, Holly is no longer with us. But, I mean, that's a big discussion. Like, are these things you can take with you, or these are earthly sort of sensations?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think we're at the midpoint for those healthy.
God willing.
Yeah. For those healthy folks. And so for me, it's more sometimes I think about, like, my father just turned 78. And so he'll be 80 in 2 years. And okay. I'm like, 80?
80, yeah.
80.
How does he feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, like, I've never really sat down and talked to him about, like,
After reading this?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
I don't know. I wonder. Definitely it's something to celebrate. You know, I want to talk to my brothers and sisters. Like, we have to start planning. Like, if Dad's going to turn 80, like, what should we all do together? Because those memories, you know?
Yeah.
You give a gift. There's, you know, we look at our parents now for Christmas or whatever, and we think about gifts, and I'm like, what do you even get them? Like,
I just want you to be there.
Literally, my parents, if they want something, Like, they just go do it. You know, they're retired. They prepared well, so they're financially stable. Like, if they want to go, they're going on a river cruise. They're going to go to the European river cruise. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So what am I going to get them?
They saw that on Fox News.
Yeah, I don't know.
Advertised on Fox News.
Oh, yeah. So I just don't know what, you know, I think it's the experience of the memories. We did have a 60th birthday party for my dad, and I have memories of that. You know, that was really fun. I was like 20, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's something to celebrate, but I ponder sometimes, you know, when they're sitting at my house at Christmas and they're seeing my kids open presents. Like, I wonder what stage, like, when you're healthy, my parents are not unhealthy. So they're not staring down death like this young woman, like, I'm going to die in a month. But clearly, you're 80. My mother's younger. She's turning 70 this year. But my dad's 78. And it's like, I always wonder, how frequent do those things enter your mind, you know, when you're at that age? Or does your mind change that you can live and enjoy and you're not worried about that?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in our stage, I think about, it's not like I walk around all day thinking about death, but I have these serious thoughts about, you know.
Is that a new experience for you, or a new phenomenon?
Well, I think it's like this kind of age or something. I've got just, you know, I look at myself and I'm like, okay, I'm different. I need to start. Like, I've always been active, but, like, I need to eat differently because I cannot continue on a track of you know, potentially having cholesterol issues and all these things, right? You know about
What's
that.
What's wrong with cholesterol
issues?
Oh,
no. But it's like, so you just think about those things. But, no, I think we think.
Brought to you by Lipitor.
Lipitor. But I just think about those things, I think, because we've talked about us being the sandwich.
Yeah.
We have the parents. So the mortality is there.
Right.
Because we have the parents of that age. And I'm thinking about that stuff. And we've had random people that we know that are our age that have died.
Sure.
You know, so when I was 25, when I was her age, I didn't think about any of that stuff.
Nah. Yeah, but my parents also didn't help me to think about it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's just something that when you sit back and think about it, you have to weigh it with living in the moment with safe practices of wanting to continue to live,
right.
You know, and not doing anything reckless.
Well, it's weird because we can look at our parents and see how much the experiences mean and how the stuff doesn't mean, how little the stuff does mean.
It's time together.
And at the same time, we want our children to have fond memories of things. Like, you know, everybody has a favorite Christmas because they got whatever gift and all these things. And so we're just kind of torn between these two different worlds of, you know, this stuff really doesn't matter. But here we don't want to paint this dreary picture of the world for our children.
Oh, right. But that's the memory.
It's
part of the memory. Yeah. The thing is part of the memory.
So it's how we position it to our kids, saying, you know, I mean, really, the bottom line with this is people matter.
Yes.
And how you behave yourselves with them to help them understand that they matter and you matter and that you care about their well-being and all of these things is an individual transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people, I mean, Holly's certainly, I don't think she's guilty of this, but there is a lot of people on Twitter and whatnot who are trying to make the point that people matter en masse, when I'd rather they do it individually in private.
Right.
Because that is going to make the difference in the world.
Yes.
Posturing on a social network doesn't do anything for anybody.
No. And it's like what when you read Holly's her thoughts. It's give
to
that should be everybody's life. You know, that you will benefit, you will get back if you give.
Yeah.
And that's on the individual level.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't
and it
have
doesn't
to
have to be money.
You no,
give
you
it your time.
You don't have to be
give
a millionaire,
your,
right?
She makes a whole thing at the end about giving blood. Like, everybody should give blood.
Yeah, you can. There are things you can do. Now, every single person can find some way to give that does positively impact a life. That's all you need. One to one.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. There's that domino effect. This week, my friend, I did a Facebook Live out in the cold on Louisville Family Fun, and I didn't have those, like, I was literally holding the camera with one glove and then taking my glove off with my hand so that I could do something on the camera because I didn't have touchscreen gloves. And what did I get in the mail yesterday?
You got some touchscreen gloves?
I got touchscreen gloves from a very thoughtful friend
yeah.
who, you know, it was a nice surprise. But when I kind of texted her a funny picture, like, no, look at my new gloves, she said that, you know, just she said something very kind that, you know, she's going to give those to me because I set an example for her because I'm always thinking of others.
Love it.
And so this is a reciprocal thing, people.
Yep.
But it has to come with zero expectation.
Right. You're paying it. I expect somebody to pay it forward,
yes.
not pay it back.
Right.
But that's so cliche.
No,
it's true.
And just yesterday, I delivered two care packages to a friend's house because her and her son have been sick for like so long and it's ridiculous. And my son and I went to Walmart and we just put together fun little things like tea that's supposed to boost your immune system and a fun water bottle for him and an activity book while he's homesick and all these things. And it just so happened on that same day I received those gloves from my friend.
How about that?
And so you never know who's thinking. Just act. You know when those moments when you think, oh, I should do this. That would be so nice, wouldn't it? Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah, this is not a big secret.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. Put the good things out into the world and the world will return the favor.
Yes.
All right. So, sorry to hear about Holly's passing. Thank you,
yes.
Holly, for the advice.
Yes.
We all needed to hear it, and we all need to hear it on a regular basis, and that's why we do this stupid show. All right. So, you, Ted, you did have something you wanted to share that has brought a little bit of joy to your life.
Oh, I did. I already did. What I liked this week is my random...
What I liked this week?
My random act of kindness.
Oh, okay. Right.
I got it.
Gosh, you blew the surprise there.
I blew the surprise
because... Mine is not nearly as neat.
What I liked this week is my wonderful new touchscreen gloves. I've got them in my pockets.
How about the fact that we need touchscreen gloves?
But it was just the thought that she said, now your hands don't have to be cold when you do Facebook Live outside.
How about that?
And, you know, and they're cute too. You know, they have like furry, fuzzy and a bow. And so I will wear them and think of her all the time. It's just, and when I put them on, I'll have a smile on my face because it's not something I bought for myself because I needed it. It was somebody who saw that I needed something and thought they'd do something kind for me. So every time I wear them, I'll be like, smile.
That's what
I like.
You know, you're sitting here talking about Facebook Live, and I forgot about the fact that I'm sitting here with a new phone with all
and
of this.
You can do that now?
Yep, I sure
so
can.
What so you like this week, Dan, is your new phone.
Yep, I got a new phone. We're on Periscope right now.
Periscope? I don't even have a Periscope account. Is there Periscope accounts?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of talked about it a little bit.
Do we, like, do it to each other? Like, here we go.
You can. So we're podcasting the 40-ish podcast right now. And look at me. I'm holding my camera vertically.
I don't think that's good because look at all the ceiling you're getting.
It's not good. Well,
it's not very good. You got to tilt.
I have a philosophical problem with vertical video. So.
Yes, me too.
This is what I like this week.
Your new phone and broadcast the ability to broadcast live.
No, that's not it.
No.
What I like this week is pretty old. I've started watching Game of Thrones, which is pretty stupid.
I have not watched that.
It's ultra violent and there's way too much sex and vulgarity, but sometimes that's what you need.
You seem like you're in the mood for that this week, Dan.
Well, it could be that that's what's affecting my mood so much.
Maybe
is that I
that
need
is. You're getting this like testosterone.
But I did take
build up.
I've
or
taken
something.
A couple of days off and I started watching more stand-up comedy stuff to lighten my spirits
and to inspire you, Dan, to get on the stage.
Well, you know what I told you what I need. I just need time alone.
Right.
So
that's true.
I'm going to say goodbye to the world and hey, everybody. listen to the 40-ish podcast at 40ishpodcast.com.
Do it.
And let's see if I can multitask.
Can you multitask with the left hand?
There we go.
There we go.
Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, 40ishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week.